Surat Saba. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Praise be to Allah, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. To him be praise in the hereafter. He is the wise, the aware. He has the knowledge of all that goes into the earth and that which comes out of it, and all that comes down from heaven and that ascends to it. He is the merciful, the forgiving. The unbelievers say, "The hour of doom will never come to us." Tell them, "Nay, by my Rabb, the knower of the unseen, it shall certainly come upon you. Nothing, even equal an atom in the heavens or the earth, is hidden from him, nor there is anything smaller or greater than that, but is recorded in the clear book. The hour is going to come, and the day of judgment shall be established to reward those who have believed and done good deeds. It is them for whom there is forgiveness and an honorable sustenance. As for those who strive to discredit our revelations, there will be a humiliating, painful punishment. Those to whom knowledge has been given can see that the revelations sent down to you from your Rabb are the truth, and it guides to the way of the Almighty, the Praiseworthy. The unbelievers say to the people, "Shall we point out to you a man who claims that when your body will disintegrate and crumble into dust, you shall be raised to life again? Has he forged a lie against Allah, or is he mad? Nay, in fact, those who do not believe in the hereafter are doomed, for they are in gross error. Do they not see the sky and the earth that surrounds them from the front and from behind? If we want, we can cave in the earth to swallow them up, or let the fragments of the sky fall upon them. Surely there is a sign in this for every devotee that turns to Allah in repentance. We bestowed our blessings on Daoud and commanded, 'O mountains, join him in singing my rhymes,' and a similar command was given to the birds. We made iron soft for him, saying, 'Make coats of armor measuring out the lengths in mail, and O people of Daoud, do good deeds. Surely I am watching over all your actions.' And we made the wind subservient to Suleiman, which made a month's journey in the morning and a month's journey in the evening. And we made a fountain of molten copper to flow for him, and subdued jinns for him who worked in front of him by the leave of his Rabb. And if any of them turned aside from our command, we made him taste the punishment of the blazing fire. They worked for him as he desired, making arches, images, basins as large as reservoirs, and built-in cooking cauldrons. We said, 'O family of Daoud, work gratefully. Only a few of my devotees are truly grateful.' When we decreed Suleiman's death, he was leaning on his staff. The jinns did not know that he was dead until the termite ate away his staff and he fell down. Thus it became clear to the jinns that if they had known the unseen, they would not have continued in the humiliating punishment of their task. For the people of Saba, there was indeed a sign in their dwelling place, two gardens, one to the right and one to the left. It was said to them, 'Eat of what your Rabb has given you, and render thanks to him. Pleasant is your land, and forgiving is your Rabb.' But they gave no heed, so we let loose upon them the waters of the dam, and we converted their two gardens into gardens producing bitter fruit, tamarisks, and a few lote bushes. Thus did we requite them for their disbelief, and never do we punish any but the ungrateful. Between them and the towns which we blessed, we placed other towns in prominent positions so that they could journey to and fro in measured stages. We said, 'Travel through them by day and night in complete security.' But they prayed, 'Our Rabb, make our journeys longer.' Thereby they wronged their own souls, and we made them merely a tale that is told, and dispersed them in scattered fragments. Surely there is a sign in this for every patient, grateful person. In their case, Iblis's suspicions proved true, as they all followed him except a small group of the believers. Even though he had no authority over them, it all happened because we wanted to see who among them believed in the hereafter and who is in doubt concerning it. Your Rabb is watching over all things. O Prophet, say to the mushrikeen, call on those deities whom you pray besides Allah. They do not have power over an atom's weight of anything in the heavens or the earth, nor have they any share in either, nor is any of them a helper to Allah. No intercession before Allah can avail anyone except for the one for whom he permits. Until when terror will be removed from their hearts, they shall ask the intercessors, what has your Rabb ordained? They will answer, the truth. He is the Most High, the Great. O Prophet, ask them, who provides your sustenance from the heavens and the earth? If they do not answer, then say, it is Allah, certainly one of us, either we or you are rightly guided or in manifest error. Further tell them, you shall not be questioned about our errors, nor shall we be questioned about your actions. Say, our Rabb will bring us all together, then he will rightly judge between us. He is the judge who knows everything. Say, show me those whom you have made associate gods with him. Nay, by no means can you do it. Allah alone is the Almighty, the Wise. O Prophet, we have sent you to the entire mankind to give them good news and forewarn them, but most of them do not know. They ask you, when will this promise of resurrection be fulfilled, if you are telling the truth? Tell them, for you the appointment of a day is fixed, which you can neither postpone for a moment nor bring it early. The disbelievers say, we shall never believe in this Quran nor in the scriptures which came before it. If you could only see when these wrongdoers will be made to stand before their Rabb, tossing accusing words on one another. Those who have been despised as weaklings will say to the arrogant, if it were not for you, we would certainly have been believers. The arrogant will say to those despised weaklings, did we block you off from guidance when it came to you? Nay, rather you yourselves were guilty. Those despised weaklings will say to the arrogant, no, it was you who plotted day and night, bidding us to disbelieve in Allah, to set up equals with him. They will feel ashamed once they see the punishment, and we shall put yokes on the necks of those disbelievers. Can there be any other reward except for what they did? Whenever we sent a warner to a town, its wealthy residents have said, we surely disbelieve in what you are sent with. We say, we have more wealth and children, which indicates that our gods are happy with us, so we shall never be punished. O Prophet, tell them, surely my Rabb gives abundantly to whom he wills and sparingly to whom he pleases. But most people do not understand this. It is neither your wealth nor your children which will bring you closer to us, even one jot. But those who believe and do good deeds, for them there is a double reward for their deeds, and in high mansions shall they live in peace. As for those who strive in opposing our revelations, they shall be brought for punishment. Prophet, tell them, surely my Rabb gives abundantly to whom he pleases and sparingly to whom he wills. Whatever you spend in charity, he will pay you back. He is the best of those who provide sustenance. One day he will gather them all together and ask the angels, was it you that these people used to worship? They will respond, glory be to you. Our tie is with you as a protector, not with them. But they used to worship the jinns, and it was them in whom most of these people believed. On that day, you will be helpless to profit or harm one another. To the wrongdoers we shall say, taste the punishment of the fire which you persistently denied. Today, when our clear revelations are recited to them, they say, this man only wants to turn you away from those gods to whom your forefathers have been worshipping. Others say, This Quran is nothing but an invented falsehood, while yet others who deny the truth when it comes to them say, this is nothing but plain magic. In fact, neither had we given them books to study, nor had we sent them any warner before you. Those who have gone before them also denied. These Arabs have not received one-tenth of what we had granted them. Yet, when they denied my Rasuls, see how terrible was my scourge. O Prophet, say, I would ask you one thing for Allah's sake. Think individually or consult one another and ponder whether your companion Muhammad is really mad. You yourself will come to the conclusion that he is nothing but a warner to you, to forewarn you of a severe punishment. Tell them, I do not ask you for any recompense, even though what I preach is all in your interest. My reward is only due from Allah, and he is a witness over everything. Say, in fact, my Rabb reveals to me the truth, and he is the knower of all hidden realities. Say, the truth has arrived, and falsehood neither originates nor restores anything. Say, if I am in error, the loss is surely mine, and if I am right, it is because of what my Rabb has revealed to me. Surely he hears all and is very close. If you could only see the disbelievers on the day of judgment, when they will be in a state of confusion, on that day there will be no escape, and they will be seized from a nearby place. Then they will say, we believe in it, but how could they attain the faith from such a far distant place? They had disbelieved in it before, and they had sneered at the unseen when they were far away during their life on earth. A barrier will be placed between them and what they desired to have, as was done with the similar people before them, but they were indeed involved in a misleading suspicion. Surah